Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mike!
Wanna be an alcoholic? Need a drug dependent? Sedated most of the time. Wanna sing, I wanna dance. Wanna pass out of my pants. Wanna be an alcoholic, man, yeah!
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining the Book to Write podcast. And that opening track was I Wanna Be an Alcoholic by NoFX from the live album I Heard They Suck Live. And these days it's so hard not to be an alcoholic, so difficult not to be an alcoholic. Because all we read about every day is fascism and oligarchy. And that song is called Oligarchy by Bad Religion, released in 1982 on their album How Could Hell Be Any Worse. And of course that was when the band were just young teenagers. And as you can hear, it was before Greg Graffin's gravelly groan had truly formed. Nice raw punk sound, but very young, youthful sounding vocal. And but interesting and great, nevertheless. I think when I first bought that album, in fact, I was rather late to the Bad Religion show. I picked up on them in 92, 93, so they'd already been going 12, 13 years by then. And by that time, this song was available on a CD called 80-85, which essentially had all of the best hits, I suppose, the best tracks from those early years. And that, of course, was one of them on it. But these days, of course, I, like many elderly punk rockers who have a little bit more ability to collect certain things these days, do now have How Could Hell Be Any Worse, a limited edition pressing on vinyl. And every now and again on a weekend, I will open a beer, sit back, plug in the record player, and play some Bad Religion albums. And speaking of beer, and speaking of wanting to be an alcoholic, I don't have any today, but I did watch a YouTube video earlier of one of my favorite advisors, investment and life advisors, Ty Kim, the financial tortoise. And unfortunately, today's video actually depressed me because it was points that lead to happiness. And one of them was pick the right partner and feel loved. And another one was don't drink alcohol. And when I first started watching the video, I was thinking, my partner is alcohol, and it loves me.
He said, sometimes I feel like I'm a god. And then again, sometimes I feel like I am just a little boy. Thank you.
Good friend Jenny LeBeau, Canadian lady now residing in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that's her song Graveyard Nights from the 1997 Flourish. And get out there and listen to some Jenny LeBeau, buy some albums, and send her a message and say, hey, by the way, I heard your music on the Book to Write podcast. Thanks to that guy, I've fallen in love with your angelic voice and your Midwestern ways, and I want to buy more and more records. And when are you producing more? She does have quite a few out, but nothing that's been released too recently, but you'll find a little spattering of releases over the years with different sounds, and just very pleasant listening there with Miss LeBeau. Absolutely brilliant Ginny from Lagwagon's 2019 album, Railer. Brilliant album. Just before we thought our lives had fallen apart and we entered into the lockdown a matter of months later. And now I think that that was one of the greatest opportunities that mankind ever had. It was a chance to evolve. It was a chance to change our way of working, change our way of living, to reevaluate our values and reassess our priorities, and to spend more time with family and friends and doing the things that are important to us, and carving out a work-life balance, spending less time in the office, interacting only when it was really meaningful to do so, and collaborating over lunches and dinners or drinks or social gatherings, rather than just going to sit in an office for 40 or 50 hours a week and stare at a screen and put your headset on and ignore everyone around you and just be there because you're getting paid for your time, just like anybody who does a manual, routine, repetitive job that requires X amount of hours per day. But these days we have incredible internet speeds. We have unbelievably advanced technology. We have artificial intelligence. We have automation. And yet somehow we still work 40-hour weeks and beyond. And I feel sad. I feel sad about that because, as I mentioned, I think it was a chance for us to evolve. I think it was a chance for us to live more meaningful existence and find happiness. And I personally believe that the generations and that the individuals that want us to conform to these ways are the ones who simply, when you listen to them talk, say, well, I had to go through that. I had to do that. I had to suffer. I had to get up early and I had to drive and I had to sit in traffic and I had to... Yes, we know you did. And we're sorry for that. But don't you want future generations to live better lives with more balance and be happier? Why would you want people to go through the same suffering that you went through just because you went through it? It absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. I've got a picture, it's gonna help me on my way. 'Cause now I'm stuck in Boise in the rain. Another day with an empty heart. It always hurts to be so apart. I count down the minutes until I'm back inside the We'll be right back. The beautiful Boise by Good Riddance from their 2006 album My Republic. And what I love about Good Riddance, I think, is probably what a lot of people hate about them, and what some bands earlier criticized, is the fact that they are this very unique blend, almost a conflicted blend, because they are a very intellectual band. They're a very political band, if you like, a social commentary of a political persuasion. And yet, at the same time, they're one of the most romantic bands out there. Songs are love songs, or political, or sometimes a mixture of political love songs. It's a fascinating combination, and I do love Good Riddance, I must say, and pretty much all of their albums. They broke up for a while and then reformed, and then I think disappeared in the vast lockdown of 2020, never to resurface. Although, I say never to resurface, I believe they have actually played live since then, but as far as I am aware, they haven't released anything, and I may be wrong, because I'm not the omnipresent authority on punk rock releases in the modern era. And jumping back to a previous era, and probably one of my favourite punk rock songs, one of my favourite, certainly, American punk rock songs of all time, and probably from an album that in the end ended up being a career-ending one, and that was, it's an album called Frankenchrist by Dead Kennedys that was released in 1985. It was their second last album, but it ended up becoming extremely controversial, led to a court case and essentially the breakup of the band, and them tentatively parting ways, or ultimately parting ways, with lead vocalist Jello Biafra. And it was all caused by artwork that was included with the original album, artwork called The Penis Landscape by H.R. Geiger. And when the PMRC was founded to try and just eliminate another thing in life that brings us happiness, and tried to censorship music and books, and of course what they did was they used to put this little PMRC sticker onto a CD to say that it had explicit content, and it backfired so badly, because in the end, when you were a teenager or in your early 20s and you were into some form of hardcore alternative music, the only album that you would actually buy was one that had a PMRC sticker on, because if it didn't, then you knew it was just boring and bland. So in fact, those stickers sold more albums than anything else. But yeah, the song that I'm talking about is extremely relevant for our current times. But as I said in one of the previous episodes, these are things that we have been facing on and off for many years, and with every single administration that comes in, we always think this is the end, this is the worst. And I know that there are many arguments to say that this truly and actually is, but let me play you Stars and Stripes of Corruption by Dead Kennedys, the masterpiece. Magisterial. And interestingly and ironically, that song actually made me want even more to visit the US back in those days. And I thought, simply because, hey, you know, that's kind of cool that you have people who can speak out like that and they have freedom of speech and they can express their views and opinions, and also just that there are people out there that have those progressive thoughts and ideas and that look at their own home and their own systems and their own deeds and assess them and judge them, and they're open to change, and they're open to changing their own ideas and their own minds, and just being open-minded but making sure that everybody remains free. And when we look at a lot of other countries through time, and I know when I've spoken to my I've mentioned this before, but when I've spoken to friends from China, for example, and I talk about songs from the 80s, and they say, oh, I don't know that. No, I don't know. I don't know any of these songs. And if you think about that for somebody from Generation X, it's unthinkable that somebody wouldn't know some of those classic 1980s songs. I mean, I'm thinking of something like Careless Whispers by Wham, or I don't know, View to a Kill by Duran Duran. Anything, whatever you can think of, something by A-ha or Spandau Ballet, and they just knew none of it because it was all censored and it was all blocked. And I can't help but feel that we're getting closer and closer to that with every passing day right now.
Crafted in my image, imagined into being, the clothes that you wore were such an eyesore, so I cloaked you like a king. Shape the clay of your existence, breathe life where there was none. Learn to love an ideal, 'cause you're not real. You're an illustration, a fabrication, just a version of a person, like a shimmer underneath the skin, I carefully fashion. It's just an apparition, overdosed on oxytocin, a cunning recipe was devised by brain and eyes, what I wanted you to be. In the kindled afterglow, inebriated by a farce, they could not erase the fable of who you really are. Well, can one treasure what's a specter, be devotee and director, unseemly stitched together, backstage, below, beyond the picture show, is a person I might never. Just a version of a person, like a shimmer on a surface, what's underneath the skin, I carefully fashion. It's just an apparition.
Rather abrupt ending there, but I believe the song does cut off. It's Apparition by Cult Loveless from the album Beloved, released in 2020, and starring my good friend Emily Davis. Emily Davis, who you can see on YouTube doing solo Bad Religion covers. You can find her solo albums out there. And you can also find her band, Emily Davis and the Murder Police, along as Cult Loveless. Emily from El Paso, Texas, and often on the road, traveling around, playing shows. If she comes through your town, be sure to go along and see her and say hello. She'll always give you a friendly hello and chat to you and ask you where you're from, and you can ask her about her songs. And I hope you enjoyed that little inclusion there. And I was going to play you one more song, but I've decided not to because it's a little bit complicated, and I'll save that for next time and hopefully play it next time and explain the complication to you. So have a great weekend, and as my friend in Boston recently said, go and commit atrocities against sobriety. Wise words indeed. Take care.